Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Welcome to my house, Rosie on the House. Joan wants to know why some leaves on a tomato plant are dying. Tell us about your tomatoes, Joan.
Joan.
Tomato plants. And the leaves about a month and a half ago started at the ground level, and they've worked all the way up. They're just crinkled and dead. And all I have is little blotches of green at the top.
Wow, so it started with the old growth, the bottom leaves, and worked its way up. All of them? A whole bunch of plants? Or
no, I just had two. They're potted.
But they both did it.
Yeah, my daughter has one at her house that did the same thing.
And they're in different pots.
Yep.
Did you buy the plants at the same place?
I don't know where she got them. I think so.
Did you buy the same potting soil? Trying to think of things that might link this together.
They were already potted. You buy them that way at the store with the fence around so they can grow up high.
So you bought a pre-potted packaged tomato plant with the cage and everything.
Yes,
on.
Yeah.
When you water them, do you notice, does the water go through the bottom of the pot good?
Yep.
Well, you know, I wish I would have been able to see them in the process of this. Did they turn yellow before? Did the leaves turn yellow first and then die? Or just shrivel up and turn brown and die?
Yeah, they just turned brown and crinkly and died.
Well, and it started this. So it sounds to me, my best guess is it's either a soil problem, a drainage problem. Something to do with, maybe the type of soil they were put in and planted in. It certainly isn't the fact that it's been too hot or too cold. Usually if you over-fertilize or burn something, it's going to occur on the new growth from the top and work its way down. Usually when we see things that are kind of running out or needing fertilized or more fertilized, we get a yellowing first on that older foliage at the bottom. Unfortunately, there's really probably, regardless of whether we know what did it or not, it's too late. I wouldn't try and rescue those plants or do anything to save them. I would just hurry and go get some new tomato plants and get them planted. It's getting a little bit on the late side for tomatoes, but you could still make some. If you hurry, I would definitely get on it right away. What you might do is pull those plants out of that pot and just see if it's really wet at the bottom. That might be the telltale sign. That's kind of what I'm thinking is there's just those pots didn't drain good and they stayed too wet. That's my guess.
Still tomato plants at Harper's Nursery?
Still have tomato plants. It's getting a little late, but, you can still squeeze them in.
All right. Good luck, Joan. We appreciate the call. Let's bring in Jan in Sun City with a weed question.
Yeah. I guess the first one would be, how do I weed around my barrel cacti? I mean, I guess I just have to hand weed those.
If you've got weeds or unwanted growth right in and around and up against any plant from that standpoint, makes it a bit of a challenge. And of course, with cactus, you've got to be careful sticking your hands in there. Get some really good leather gloves and, try and get in there.
I've got the long-handled screwdriver to pry it out and the pliers to pull it up. I then just douse them in pre-emergent to try and keep new ones from growing at the base?
I don't know that dousing is, but the recommended rate of pre-emergent, and that's certainly a great reason to use pre-emergent, especially if you have a difficult to weed around things and you don't want to have weeds growing in them. Yeah, let's get some pre-emergent on there ASAP and do it about two or three times a year. Every 3 to 6 months, and that'll solve your problem.
Always read and follow label directions.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for that. Yeah, absolutely. When all else fails, follow directions.
We have, let's see. Yeah, we have time. Let's keep going. Is it Ellie? Ellie in Phoenix?
Eileen?
Eileen, go. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a question about a lemon tree. The tree itself is probably over 12 years old, although it's not exceptionally big. I went ahead and fertilized it in February as recommended, and the tree itself looks wonderful. A few weeks ago, it was covered with blossoms, but then we have had some windy days. So when I checked it out, most of the blossoms have been blown off. And when you look around where they were, there's only very few areas, two or three, that actually show growth of the tiny green, soon-to-be lemon.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to hold you right there. I believe Jay has a couple more questions, Eileen, but we're running up to a break, so we'll finish on the backside of bottom of the hour news break. In the meantime, you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And if you're a Suns fan and want to go to April 7th game against the Thunder, just text Suns to 411-923. We have we have two tickets. We'll pick randomly from anyone that texts right now. Suns to 411-923.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.